Good evening and welcome to Shattered Lives, everyone. This is Donna R. Gore, a.k.a. Lady Justice, and we here at Shattered Lives are so excited to welcome you to this unique show, taking you beyond the details of the crime and the perpetrator and getting to the heart of what crime victim families experience and what they need in the aftermath of the crime. And prior to each show, please go to www.donnagore, that's donnagore.com, or imaginepublicity.com to read the background of the case or the organization featured each week before our show airs. And please don't forget, in case you can't listen each week from 5 to 6 Eastern Time, you can always go to our archival feature. And the graphic is a big red heart with cracks. And within 24 hours or so, our show is posted, a podcast with a blog, and you can listen to it repeatedly at any time. So with that, I say good evening again and welcome everyone to another. It's a beautiful evening in the state of Connecticut here where I'm broadcasting from, and I have the pleasure to have just three wonderful people. These are women of substance, ladies and gentlemen. Not only do I have my favorite co-host, Delilah Jones of Imagine Publicity, but we have two guests, and we are talking this evening about a different topic. You know, with each topic that we do and that we have done since February, it pulls at my heartstrings every week, but this is a pull at my heartstrings in a different sort of way, because we're talking about pampering this evening and zeroing in on what we can do in terms of the overall healing effects and treating ourselves better. And many times as a crime victim, we don't do that sort of thing. And so we wanted to try to address that, and my goal is to do some other shows similar to this in the future. But let me just say a few words, and then I'll bring in my guests and my co-host. Delilah needs no introduction. She runs a stellar publicity company, Imagine Publicity, and it's the little engine that could marketing and social media. And if you know nothing about her personally or professionally, you know that she is in the midst of caretaking our very dear friend Susan Murphy Milano, who has stage 4 cancer and no health insurance. And that alone says volumes about this person. So I just want to introduce her that way and say thank you, Delilah, for all that you do for me. You make me look good every week, and it's such a pleasure to have you as a co-host.
Oh, I'm always happy to be here. It's just a fun show to do. We have such wonderful guests each week. You've done a fantastic job of lining up great guests every week, and I've learned so much. Everyone comes to the table with so much good information that not only for the listeners, but those of us as hosts and co-hosts, we learn something, take away quite a bit every week that we're on the air. So I'm always happy to be here and kind of back here running the switchboard and waiting for callers to come in. But it's a great mm-hmm. show planned, and let's go.
Well, great. Okay. I want to see, I'm not exactly sure, are we waiting on our second guest, Delilah, or has she come in?
No, we're still waiting.
Okay, because I did hear another phone ring. So hopefully she will call in soon. But let me just introduce my other guest, and then she has kindly agreed to say a few words about me, because I've known her since, I think, the early 80s, and that's a long time. And to know somebody for that long and to still keep up, that says something too. And Diane Tomasetti, she's a multi-talented person. She was in healthcare many years ago, same profession that I was. That's how I got to know her. She's been a real estate agent. She has been, I believe she went to Rhode Island School of Design. She's sold customized stone. She's built houses. She's done all kinds of things. And in the last few years, she's taken up the adventure and the venture of a bed and breakfast in or a guest house in the Boston area. So let me say thank you so much, Diane, for coming, and I appreciate you being on Shattered Lives.
Well, thank you, Donna. Thanks for inviting me. I sincerely appreciate the opportunity of sharing lots of information, but I also sincerely support all that you do and all the years that we've known each other and worked together back in the 80s. I have to say you are someone who has a great desire to succeed. You've always looked at things from the most positive aspect and view, and there's always been some challenges for you along the way. And Donna, you are one that continues to go on and on no matter what and sees the most positive, bright side of everything. You are a remarkable individual. I thought so years ago. I've always thought so. And here you are doing this wonderful talk show as a talk show host and radio show. I'm always amazed. Donna, you are always right there, no matter what, with a smile, and you just keep right on going. And I thank you and applaud you. You do great
things. Oh, my
God.
Well, you have to know that I didn't even pay you to say that, but thank you. Thank you so much. It's such a privilege, and it's always been, you know, it's always been such a tribute to know you all of these years and to have the benefit of your knowledge. And I guess we should divulge you were a boss of mine at one time, so now it's nice to know you on a different level. But so what we're going to do this evening is we're going to talk about two different types of pampering, and yours has to do with the hospitality business, and that is not an easy venture, especially in this economy. So I wondered if maybe we could start with the fact that, you know, there may be a history to this house, to Baggins End, that you own and operate. If you want to talk about that a little bit,
sure.
As well as give some background in terms of how did you go from speech pathology to all of those other things and then decide to do this, and why are you doing it?
That's a really good question. Sometimes I'm asking myself that same question every day. But yes, from speech pathology and healthcare, I took another focus, and as you had mentioned, I went to Rhode Island School of Design and focused on interior and architectural design, which has been an interest of mine for a long time. Along the way, I fell in love with stone. That would be granite, marble, rocks. A huge change from healthcare, I have to say. No dealing with Medicare, no dealing with rehab.
There's still a bunch of hard heads, Diane, as far as I'm concerned.
That's true. So in stone, and I went to California, lived for a few years, and worked for a company out there. I came back here, worked for another large stone company here. We had quarries and a huge fabrication plant. I was their sales and marketing director. And then along the line comes our economy.
Yes.
And 2008 was a difficult time. So by 2009, the company I had worked for, which had been in business for 130 years, crumbled under this economy. So along the way, I had a couple of other job opportunities, but they were from other countries. And, you know, we all think that the economy is, the problem was here in the U.S. It's worldwide. So
right.
Ultimately, no job. I stood here one day, and as I will say to everybody, I'm sitting on a private little deck overlooking a patio, overlooking a harbor. And
visualize that. Wow.
It's just, the water is pretty peaceful right now. There's a long dock out here. It's incredibly green. The flowers are blooming. And in 2000, I had built this house not as a bed and breakfast or a place for others to come. And yet once I built it, I found everybody loved being here, from the ducks and the swans coming by and the seagulls. It's just an incredible spot. And when I wasn't able to actually get another job in the stone industry, I just stood in the kitchen, and I have a 180-degree view for everyone who's here to look at the water and the sailboats that are sitting here and said, heavens, everybody loves being here. So, therefore, I bet I could be a bed and breakfast. I'm going to try that. So I did. That was it.
And you just said, I'll do it. And you jumped in with both feet. That's it.
Yeah. And put some, notices out and then spent time marketing it. And this is now the fourth season. There are people who have weddings. They can have a wedding here and reception up to 200 people, sit-down dinner, tented events, come by boat, almost anything anybody wants to do, corporate events. And then there are those who come and want to have their training sessions here because it's so peaceful.
Wow. How do you do training? Do you have an actual, conference room within your home?
No.
Or you set up a tent?
No. For large events, they're outside in a tented situation. And as I say, I can tent up to 200 people outside for dinner and music. If it's small, I've had small, no more than 15 people for training situations.
Uh-huh.
And as you mentioned, I sell real estate. And some of the real estate offices will have their weekly meetings here because I'll set up a breakfast situation for them and there's a big table that they can sit at.
Uh-huh.
There aren't a lot of places that you can sit and be as peaceful and calm by the water as here. In fact, along the south, this is considered the south coast of Massachusetts. We're between Providence and the Bourne Bridge over to Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
An area that I think most people have never been, and more and more discovering it all the time. It's the best kept secret,
or why haven't people discovered it?
This is when you think of a working waterfront, and if you're in the fishing industry, you might well know of it. And if you do a lot of recreational boating, but other than that, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
So this is the largest fishing fleet in the United States. Here. They fish mainly for scallops. This is also the only protected harbor on the eastern seaboard.
Wow.
So it's an idyllic spot. And then with my building this house here, it's very peaceful. It's very calming. And it's small. This is just a two-bedroom shared bath guest house. So the interior of the house is relatively small, but it's open, so people can sit here. What I think some people really like is they come to visit family, and then, when you're visiting family, you go, well, I don't know, do we either go to the family's house or, oh, let's all meet at a restaurant? Well, here, bring your family here, sit outside on the patio with them in the summer.
Yeah.
Enjoy the view, enjoy the water, and, send out for that pizza or that bottle of wine, whatever, and watch the sunset.
Idyllic, or maybe you get a little tired of the family visiting and you want a break. So,
I think you got it, Donna. There's a lot of folks that say, I love visiting the family, but I need a little space for myself, and so they found it here.
Well, I know, and the refrain that I see when I look on your website and I see the reviews. And I just want to mention a couple of things here. Extremely friendly, detail-oriented, comfortable, quiet, five-star hospitality, great food, and extra amenities, and a fairy tale destination. And, you are just a very charismatic, friendly person, and I can just visualize you doing that job as I knew you in a different kind of venue and just feeling very much at home there. So, and I know part of your business is repeat customers, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You can book online, but as I say to folks, book online once, and after that, call ahead. I have people booking a year in advance. Again, I only have two guest rooms, so it's not like I'm a big inn with six or seven rooms. So you have to, if you really want to be here in the season, and I'm open 24/7 and all year round. So there's folks who are here on the holidays, Thanksgiving, visiting family, Christmas, visiting family. and find us a nice little getaway. But, yeah, it's a place you have to book in advance. Right now, I have not 100%, but so many bookings now up into November.
Wow, well, that's great. Well, I want to share that I have bookings for this show through November, and so I'm inviting you for December to do a holiday show if you so care to. I think
well,
that would
thank
be
you.
Very nice. Well, good. It's a deal then, maybe. But specifically, and then I'm going to throw it over to Delilah if she has a couple of questions. I know your attention to detail is one of the features that people really appreciate. Can you go into what do you offer specifically in terms of pampering, and does it depend on the type of guest?
Well, I try to make sure that I offer everything for every guest.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who comes. Some families come with children. Some parents are here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who. It's a friendly atmosphere. And, well, take example of walking into one of the rooms, the harbor view room. It's got a fabulous view of the harbor, big open windows, a canopy bed with a marvelous netting. In fact, I think one young person wrote, "Thanks for letting me sleep in the lobster pot," because it reminded them of the lobster pot. It was really kind of cute. And every room you've got, or each room anyway, you say, you've got water, you've got granola bars, there's certainly soap and every other amenity under the sun if you've forgotten your toothbrush or toothpaste. There's great, warm, fluffy towels and robes. So although it's the two rooms in the shared bath, well, there's a robe for everybody, a nice white robe and towels that coordinate with everything else.
Yeah.
The harbor room has this incredibly comfy chair and a half to sit and enjoy the view out the window, and another large rocking chair. So people tend to take their wine or whatever and sit upstairs and have a nice quiet time, and they've got a view of the harbor, the dock, the sailboats. There's all sorts of little amenities in the bathroom for folks. If you walk in, and I know, you know, I sometimes can tell that you're wanting to sit down and have a glass of wine. Well, I've got the glasses. I even have wine for those who've forgotten their wine.
Uh-huh.
And if you're on your way to Martha's Vineyard and you're taking the ferry, I oftentimes take people over to the boat, pick them up. I've gone to Providence to the railroad depot there to bring people back. I'll pick you up almost anywhere if you haven't a car. It's all sorts of all the little extras. We used to have a saying in one of the healthcare companies that was whatever works, and I'll tell you, whatever it is that works, I'll do. If
you
it makes
repeating.
Me stay better.
Yeah.
Because this is all about individuals getting some time away, and you know, as I certainly know, boy, when you want to go away and have a little break, you really don't want to do anything but enjoy yourself.
Right,
so
right.
I really want people to do that.
I'm just wondering if, you know, do you spend time visiting with them? Do they share their stories with you? Do you have people, I mean, as a majority of them, celebratory events versus people going through trauma and wanting to get away? What's the sense of that?
I think you just get a mix of everything, of people who really just, they've left the kids, they've had a hard time, they need a little break, this is a perfect spot. This has become a destination spot for honeymoon couples as well. Because, you know, if you arrive and if you've happened to mention it's your anniversary or whatever, there's going to be a bottle of champagne and some really lovely crystal glasses in the room waiting for you. So
nice.
That if I know something's happening, I'm certainly going to help and make this even a better stay for you. So lots of different people. And the most remarkable thing to me is the amount of people that are here from other countries.
Is that right?
And,
wow.
I've decided I need to start pinning the map. Japan and China, Ireland, Paris, England, France, that was Paris, Estonia, near Russia,
uh-huh.
a lot of people from Germany, and they're sending their friends back to when they come and visit the States. They're including this South Coast area in their trip, and they're booking here. It's really kind of amazing.
Wow, you're international. That's really cool.
Yes, a mother and daughter from Afghanistan. I'm blown away.
Holy cow! That's very touching. That really, really is. I'm wondering to bring it into the realm of if you hypothetically, and maybe you have or may haven't mentioned, if you've ever had someone that has gone through a trauma, crime victimization. I mean, what do you think they would benefit most from, or what is your sense of? I know you treat everybody equally in terms of your services, but those of us who have undergone that kind of experience so need that. And so I'm wondering, have you ever encountered that where you've had people going through something like that, a death in the family?
Yeah.
Or whatnot?
I've had some single women here who've had some very difficult situations, and they needed a little restoration and reprieve. So
uh-huh.
they've come here, and quite honestly, those that have, they've wanted both their own space, peace and quiet, and times to sit and have actually somebody listen to them. And
do you do that, or do you stay away from the clients?
No, if it seems they really want to be left alone, absolutely, I leave them alone. And I think some folks have even said that in some of their reviews, and there's a book of reviews in each room, that if they want to be separate, I do not interfere in people's personal space if that's what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that they like a little mix of both, their personal space and then a little time to share and have somebody listen to them as well. And yes, I will do that. And you get a sense of what somebody wants when they're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a young couple here, and she was, she walked in the house, and the first thing she said was, "Oh, my heavens, this is a really quiet, peaceful place." It is, surprisingly, but she really felt it. Guess she'd had a really tough time, hadn't been sleeping in over a year, and she said there was just something about it. She slept all night, solidly sleeping. Her husband, he was blown away. And in the morning, they came down for breakfast, and she just sat at the table and cried. And she said, "This is the most wonderful place I've ever been." She said, "I feel like
goodness.
I've known you forever.
Oh.
This place is so calm and quiet, and it just gave her everything that she didn't know she was looking for." We both cried,
goodness.
Donna. We both cried.
Oh, Delilah, doesn't it sound like heaven?
It does. It does, and it's such an important thing. Anyone who's gone through a crisis, there again, whether it's crime-related or health-related,
mm-hmm.
You don't realize how much stress it puts on your mind and on your body, and it can actually hurt you physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at your pictures, and it just looks like such a wonderful place. And what I've learned, through Dr. Akori, who I think, may have had an emergency call or something, but she hasn't been able to get in. But some things that I've learned about her is not just the things that everyone thinks about, but even a view, like the view that you offer from your guest house is such an important part of calming the mind and calming the spirit and calming the body. And all of the mind, body, spirit aspects of healing are so important. You really can't do one without the other and be completely
mm-hmm.
healed from an event. And, the fact that she offers something very similar to you, only hers is a medical practice, but you come into her practice and come into her facility, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's instantly you're at ease. Instantly you're just, you're in a place of healing and not necessarily the so-called doctor's office.
In a clinical
office.
Place, right? Delilah,
right.
Did you say something to me about the ceiling or something had, like, stars or something of that nature?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's That's right. Well, she has several different rooms in the building that they're just very comfortable rooms. Of course, she has her examination room and her office and things like that, but they're decorated beautifully. When you go into the treatment rooms, there's big couches and blankets and, you know, depending on what you're there for, it's just a very comfortable setting. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see, you know, kind of comparing what she does to what you mm-hmm. do, the, mm-hmm. you know, the similarities. It's very important that what you see and what you feel around you is so important to your healing process, no matter if it's an illness or if it's just a, you know, a crisis within your family.
Right.
And, you know, if I read here from her description, you know, with her bio, and it's just amazing, her background, but she says here, my mission is to ignite the spark of health deep within everyone and to allow this sparkle of wellness to shine through everyone's eyes, becoming one with the universe and aligning body, mind, and spirit. And that's her mission.
Mm-hmm. And wonderful. She has out very well.
So and, I think she and I have some of the same focus in two, as you said, two entirely different environments, if you will, but this pretty much the same focus and hopefully a wonderful outcome.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
I focus similarities myself. It's you do focus on quite the same thing, the mission to, you know, to be everything. Is very hard to balance your mind, body, spirit. It's very difficult, and people, you know, there's plenty of information out there you can read about it, but reading about it and actually practicing and actually trying to do it is another thing, because there are so many factors involved, not only the food you eat, the medication, the supplements, you know, meditation. Meditation is so important. And being able to calm your body and calm your mind and reach to that higher power, whether, you know, whatever your religious beliefs are, it really doesn't matter. There's something higher than us that, you know, has to be a part of the healing process and the enjoyment process. What you have to offer in your guest house is such a joy. I'm sure it brings such joy to people's lives to be able to come there and relax and just be somewhere else and be comfortable within themselves.
And to know
yeah.
that, you know, there are those folks who have allergies and other things that they need to be mindful of. And if you know beforehand and you share that, then I'm more than happy to accommodate for whatever those are. For even those dietetic ones, you know, the gluten-free folks. Or,
right.
you know, no feathers.
I know
for
you're
me,
a great
thanks.
Cook.
I'll do whatever makes sense. But, you know, the other part of being here is the best official greeter of ever is my most laid-back golden retriever, Echo. And she is this big, blonde, lovely 10-year-old golden retriever who waits for everybody to come in the door. And you can't help but love being greeted by Echo. She just says, oh, my gosh, you're here, sits next to you and says, okay, pat my head and I'm going to lean on you. So nice you're here. It's just a very big welcoming. It's really kind of neat. And everybody, when they make comments about the bed and breakfast,
mm-hmm.
it's always comments about Echo.
Really? Well, all
yes.
those animal lovers, yes. But
yes.
I'm sure it's very calming, as you know, Diane, from our experience in working in a million nursing homes over the years, that
mm-hmm.
that also has that same effect on the elderly. And that's why they do pet therapy, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And Echo is the best pet therapist going, I'll tell you. She's very clearly on the website, though, for some folks who may be allergic to dogs or fearful.
Yeah.
It's very clear on the website that she's here so that no one arrives. And then I can say that, and yet I've had a young couple that was here, and she was terrified of dogs, terrified. And I guess they didn't pay attention to the website. And she's sitting outside on the patio, and Echo came and sat next to her by her chair. She just sat there. And mm-hmm. she goes, oh, my heavens, what do I do now?
Uh-oh.
And I said, if
right.
you could possibly just put your hand on her head. She said, well, what will she do? And I said, she won't do anything more than she's doing now, which is sitting quietly by you. She reached out. She took every bit of gumption she had. She put her hand on the dog's head, and Echo, of course, did nothing because that's all she wanted. Her husband leapt up and said, oh, my heavens, I have to take a picture of this. No one is going to believe you are actually touching a dog.
Yes.
And
well,
she loved touching that dog.
Yeah. So yeah. She came full circle. I have to say that I'm one of those that when I was a little child somewhere, I was had the bejesus scared out of me by a big mm-hmm. dog. So I am, although I can see your breed, they're very kind of docile. So I am one of those people that is scared of big dogs like German Shepherds and some of those. But I don't think I'd be as afraid of your dog, Diane.
No, I did have a little girl who came in, saw the dog, and she started screaming. And I said to her parents, oh, my heavens, she's afraid of dogs. And what can we do to make this better? And they said, nothing. It's going to be okay. Well, I'll tell you, by the end of the weekend, as long as Echo didn't breathe hard and show her teeth, this little girl was on the floor hugging her and lying with her. And if we weren't here, she'd come in and then say, well, where's Echo? Why isn't she here? So it helps, I think, turn around for her, but Echo does nothing. We call her a stuffed animal with a beating heart.
Yeah. Well, you know what else I was wondering, Diane, is as a forever single person, it seems to be, do you have single people come and partake? And also, just so that we know, is it affordable if you've never been?
Given that you're by the ocean and we have the Martha's Vineyard nearby, Cape Cod, certainly an hour from Boston, 40 minutes from Newport, where you have much more expensive places to stay, yes,
okay.
It is affordable for sure. And there are three larger chain hotels in the area, and they certainly are much more expensive.
Okay.
There are a couple of other bed and breakfasts, and they also are more expensive. So I'm actually probably the least expensive given this seasonal environment, and even off-season, my rates change dramatically. So if anyone wants to see rates and what they change during on- and off-season, they are on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes,
and
very
for
affordable.
Group, do you have a group rate for your meetings and whatnot, correct? It's different than your
Oh, yes.
Your
yeah, I work out all of that. And, yes, people are here singly. Couples sometimes I'll have a couple and they want their friends to take the other room, so they take the upstairs, and then they have the living room if it's inclement weather or cold, or they sit outside. People do all sorts of things, and if there's
okay.
a wedding happening and reception, they get both of the rooms, and oftentimes the wedding couple and part of their wedding party stay. So you can mix it up. I've had sisters stay. They have never, you know, one pair of sisters hadn't been together for years. They spent 8 days here, and they each had their own room, which they were very happy about. And they had their breakfast every morning, and then I took them to a boat, a bus, anywhere they were going in the next day so that they could enjoy the area. This is kind of central on the South Coast,
yeah.
So you can go to lots of different places from here.
Well, it just sounds lovely. Sign me up, please.
You'd love it, Donna. I know you
Me
would.
And Delilah. We're coming. We're doing separate bedrooms, but we're coming. Right, Delilah?
Okay. You can each have your room and come do your show from here.
Yes. Oh, that would be a great idea. Let's talk after the show, Diane, please.
We can do almost anything, you know. The water
yes.
taxi that's out here in the harbor, he
oh,
and I work
yes.
together. If there's a few folks, he'll come and pick you up right at the end of the dock here.
Oh, I love it already. You know, that is so good. And Delilah, can you substitute for Dr. Okori for a few minutes here? And we're going to have her on separately for whatever happened, I guess. I guess she's not going to be able to call in. Does it seem like that to you? She hasn't made any other attempts?
I think, yeah, she does work emergency rooms occasionally.
Right.
So I think there's a possibility something has taken her away from us.
Yeah, well, darn.
That happened.
You know? That's too
bad.
We're going to have to.
Obviously, I can't be her and answer questions as her, but I can do the. I've learned so much from her in just a very short period of time. So, you know, yeah,
Tell us about. I mean, a lot of our listeners have heard about some of the experiences you've gone through with Susan, but you know, through the looking glass of Susan Murphy Milano, you have learned so much about, you know, the beauty of Dr. Okori's practice, it seems to me, is that she combines both traditional medicine and alternative medicine, holistic medicine, and, you know, the frustration is that, you know, the FDA and the insurance companies and everybody just do not endorse what she does and how frustrating that is and how that is such a wear on Susan's circumstance and the longevity of her life and all. So can you talk about the kinds of things that Dr. Okori has done for, you know, somebody like Susan?
Well, she, you know, there again, it depends on the individual patient to what sort of treatment she would recommend. You know, and I can't speak as a doctor, but I can tell you of the experience, and it's so totally different. I mean, of course, there's a team of people who work with Susan and other patients as well. In our case, you know, there's also an oncologist and soon to be a surgeon. But anyway, it's kind of a teamwork thing, and she's very good about working out the details and talking with the other people and making recommendations. You know, she does do some things that aren't, they're not experimental, don't get me wrong when I say that, because a lot of the things that she does have been around for a long, long time. They're just not so-called integrated into mainstream medicine, so to speak. Very, very successful. Why other doctors don't embrace these procedures, I have no idea. She tries to look for the least invasive, the most beneficial types of treatment for all of her patients. And we have to remember, there's a lot of her patients, and what her practice really focuses on is not everyone who's sick comes to her, but people who are well, people who want to make an investment into their own health. And I
think, and that may be in my future, too. I'm not a healthy person, but yet there is a problem I have that I may be seeing her for in the future, correct?
Right. And, you know, that's a lot of what she has to offer. She's an expert in aging and you know, age management. No, not you.
okay.
But even, you know, whether it's women, whether it's men, children, it doesn't matter. I mean, she's an MD. She does everything, and it's just wonderful to see both sides of medicine come together. It's called integrative medicine, where you integrate mainstream medicine and other alternative type practices.
Can you explain what functional medicine is? Has she talked about that? I mean, that's actually what she had a fellowship for, anti-aging and functional medicine.
I don't know. I can't say that I know. I haven't talked with her about what functional medicine is and so forth. But I know she uses a lot of there's wonderful supplements out there that she tries not to use a lot of drugs in her treatments. It's more your diet, the supplements, and herbal things that she does. She does just, you know, she just pulls it all together in one place. And it's just wonderful to know that there's a place like that out here in in our area anyway. I know on the West Coast it's very, very common. In a lot of other parts of the country, it's very common to be able to find a practice like this, but it's not in this area. And really all along the East Coast, from what I understand, she's one of the only doctors who does what's called insulin potentiation therapy, which is used for several different things. But it's a very different kind of thing that she does that is more beneficial to the body because you use less of the drugs, but you get the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't have to let her, you know, explain how that works because I'm not a doctor.
I understand that. But, Diane, in your area, I mean, I know that, you know, Massachusetts has embraced those types of things. I know I frequently go up to like the Northampton area and know that they would embrace more of the mind, body, spirit types of things.
Mm-hmm,
in your area as well, is it the same thing in terms of your community? And I wondered also if you could tell us, you know, some of the other I know we're kind of mixing here, but until the end of the show, we want to get in what a couple of other attractions might be in your area as well. But how do people, if they're interested in the type of thing that Dr. Akuri does, are there facilities for that in your area?
You know, Donna, I'm not aware of a lot of facilities in this area that will include more of the holistic approach. Certainly in the western part of the state, that's true, as you said.
Right.
But I'm not familiar here, although I do know a couple of people who are working very hard at putting all sorts of nutrition aspects together with organics, foods, and each individual person's well-being. So there are a few places here. In fact, one woman does a radio show as well about all of this, though there's not a whole lot, as much as I think you found in the western part of the state, or even in the northern, the Boston area. But I don't think quite so much that I'm aware of, although there's a lot of opportunities here, and people are certainly beginning new ventures that haven't been here before. So I think that this is a great area for people to come into and bring that.
In terms of nutrition itself, I mean, are you very cognizant, like you said, if they have diabetes, they need gluten-free food or whatever, but in terms of if they have no particular medical needs, say, can you give us an example of what you may prepare for them?
Well, keep in mind I only prepare breakfast.
Okay.
Some folks have been here before call and they go, okay, so I'm coming and I'm cooking dinner and we're going to have meat and of course
So where's the pasta? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm a vegetarian, so you are not coming here to cook meat. Let me say that.
Okay.
If you're a vegan or vegetarian, I'm going to accommodate almost anything. But if you're eating meat, lots of fabulous restaurants here. Say that.
Okay.
And not. But there's lots of folks who are I'm looking to do vegetarian food, and in fact, just last night there was a couple here, and they said, "We're vegetarian," and I said, "That's great because you're not going to get bacon with dinner. I mean, with breakfast.
Yep.
Of course, I don't consider it very healthy for you anyway."
Right.
So sometimes we get into lots of conversations about being pH balanced and the foods you eat and types of foods you eat. So there's lots of conversation that goes on, I'll tell you, just over breakfast, which you'd think was kind of this simple, innocuous meal, but, boy, it's the start of everybody's day. And without breakfast, it trips you up the rest of the day. So there's more opportunities of having some healthy foods for breakfast. Certainly unhealthy foods, if you will. You can have a couple of wonderful cinnamon pancakes, but there's great quiches here that you can have that I make, and I try to make a lot of foods from biscottis to quiches to muffins. But other than that, there's lots of fresh organic fruit that's here. And most often the eggs are organic eggs as well. So we're looking at this being a more healthy place to come and have breakfast. So I can't say I can put up a banner that says, okay, this is all a green green foods for breakfast, if you will. Can't quite say that 100%.
Well, are there farmers markets in the area that you go?
Yes.
I think when I talked to you, you were in a real grocery store, though, right?
Oh, I was this morning. Yep.
Yeah.
There's great farmers markets here.
Yeah.
Every week. So certainly during the season, anybody who's here can participate, which I do too. I go and buy food at the farmers market as well. And there's health food stores in the area. I often do a lot of shopping down at Trader Joe's. The closest Trader Joe's to me is down on the Cape.
Delilah, did you hear that one?
I did hear that. And that's my
Diane, you have no idea.
But I have to travel hours to get to one. So it's like, you know, you have to make it a whole day trip to go to Trader Joe's from around here.
Well, from here it's to the Cape to Hyannis. Easy trip. I do it all the time. I love it.
Diane, I was just there last week. There's one in West Hartford. I don't know if it was here when you were here, but there is one in West Hartford, so it's close to me, too.
Oh, it's great. It's great. My favorite store to go to. So you're also going to get specialty condiments that I only get at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, that's another reason for us to come to your B&B then. You know, we're going to be there. You better put us in your schedule.
You bet.
Yeah. Delilah, you were mentioning to me a while back that, and maybe this is not pertaining to Susan specifically, but there's some particular kind of like protein drinks or whatever that you do to start your day, and you've got, because you know you're constantly on the go with what you have to do there, your responsibilities, and I'm just wondering, is that part of any particular diet? Is that part of the Gersten? Is it Gersten diet?
I'm really glad that Diane brought up the nutritional aspect of what she offers, and I think the vegan diet is great. I'm so happy to hear that, because we don't often understand the importance of the food that we eat, and this is really something that I've taken to heart and learned a lot more than I thought I knew, and it does make a difference. It makes a difference in the way that you feel and the way that your body heals. There's certain foods that certain patients should not eat for maybe a certain amount of time. But there again, your question about the protein shakes, I make one every morning. There's different types of protein. This is one thing that you have to understand. And there again, with your doctor's advice, what type of protein is best for your body or your condition, so that you're getting the right types of protein in your body. A lot more organic fresh fruits and vegetables have been added to our diets here, more so than we did in the past. And it has helped. I can really say that have I not been eating as well as I have been, I probably would feel a lot worse than I do on my tired days. So, get in touch with good food. It's really a huge, important thing.
Yeah, well, I thought that was the case. And Diane, if just for the last, let's see, we have about maybe 10 minutes or so left to the show, and I want to shift gears just a little bit. We have the opportunity, we chatted that we might talk about this a little bit, because it's a different type of pampering, I guess you could say, but in your past life, again, hot air balloon pilot. And I had the opportunity to be I was a paying client. No freebies here. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be and how that can be? I still remember being in that basket and being up there all that many feet up in the air and it being so serene and feeling like it was in my living room, but then I was in awe. Can you tell us about that experience?
Oh, hot air. Being up in a hot air balloon, I can't say enough about it. And Donna, don't get me going on hot air balloons because I haven't been flying recently. I had to sell my balloon and haven't had an opportunity to buy another one. But it's the greatest experience, I think.
Tell us how you got started. Wasn't it a birthday present for yourself?
It was. I think it was one of the first times that I decided I was going to do something just for me. Of course, that also involves my daughters because anytime I do something like that, it's I call the girls. So this is what I'm going to do, girls. I'm going up for a hot air balloon ride. Want to come? And they're like, oh, my God, yes. So the girls came as well. It probably took us three times before the weather was accommodating because the weather has to be very still. When you see kites in the air, you won't see hot air balloons in the air.
Right.
And it needs to be what I often will say is no wind, which, of course, means there is always a breeze, but it takes just almost nothing to move that large mass of air of a hot air balloon through the air. And it's serene, Donna? Yes, absolutely. You're up there. You get used to that burner that goes and then stops.
Yes.
And then it's peace and quiet, or you're listening to people on the ground and people are calling up to you. You know, we'd have people on the ground saying, wait, come down here. We've got coffee for you. You'd have to come down, but you didn't quite plan on landing there, so you'll move
but
on to the next.
But there's a lot of rituals to it, though, right, Diane? With the, you know, you get a, well, it's a whole science in itself to just inflate the balloon in your crew, and it's fascinating how that aspect of it, you know, even before you get in the balloon.
Right. It's fun. It doesn't matter what aspect of ballooning you're involved in. I crewed for other pilots for a long time, but as I was crewing for other pilots, and I think you can appreciate this, every pilot, you know, you're crewing for them, and then they're radioing down, telling you, okay, this is where we think we're going to land, and you look, and it's a field full of prickly weeds, mud, whatever, and this is where they're coming down, and I realized that, wow, look at that. The crew is going into the field. Our feet are muddy and we're wet, and the pilot never gets out of the basket. Always dry because
yeah.
There's a pilot. It's an aircraft. It's an FAA-certified aircraft. They can't leave the aircraft. So you're helping and moving them out, and I said, okay, I've had enough of this. I think I'm going to be the pilot. I want my feet dry. Come on. So, after getting my FAA license and pilot
yes,
higher
tell
balloon.
Us about that. That's no slouch
that.
Thing. You got it. It's a hard test, isn't it?
It's an FAA license like any other, but focused for hot air balloons. It's kind of fun, and some of the same rituals when you solo are the same as when you're flying fixed wing. My daughters thought it was great. I think for years afterwards, they put on their resumes, you know, hot air balloon crew. And
wow,
my granddaughter just asked about it the other day, and I'm like, oh, I have to get a balloon again so I can take her up in the air.
Yes.
But so the girls and I went, and I just I fell in love with the peace, the quiet. It's a wonderful place to be. And, you know, it's like I'm standing on this little deck with a railing.
Yes.
It's the same thing. You really, unless you're looking straight down, you don't know that you're going up because you're moving with the breeze.
Right.
As opposed to riding your bike and, you know, blowing or a car or an airplane. You're moving with the breeze, which is why you don't want much breeze.
Yeah. Well, can I share something with you, Diane,
yeah.
that maybe you don't know? You know that after you finish the ride, you all have your own pin, right, that you give us?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for all of these years, I still have your pin. And this is the God's honest truth. For every important event that I have, whether it's a presentation, a job interview, what have you, and Delilah, I wore this at the Q Center presentation. Diane,
yeah,
I wear your pin.
Oh,
I wear
Donna,
your pin.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I love giving these cloisonne pins of the balloon that you rode in. So you have that. It's a very special thing, and
it's lucky.
I'm glad it's lucky for you. I think it's lucky, and I've had, you know, funny stories with people in hot air balloons. I sold my hot air balloon, my last one, to a woman who opened a bed and breakfast in Costa Rica.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And some of my friends went to Costa Rica to teach her how to fly the hot air balloon.
Is that right?
So I think that's really, as people say, well, why don't you have it here? Well, I live on the water here, and we have offshore breezes, and it's pretty limiting as to how often you can go up. Although, before I built my house here, I set it up in the yard, and I took up all the neighbors on a tether so that they could see what it was like to be 150 feet in the air.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do tethering, too, but I don't think that can't hold the candle to actually doing the real thing, in my opinion.
Well, you know.
I know. Well, I did both of them.
You did, and, you know, I was looking for gentle landings, you know, especially when we were up. It had to be perfect weather. I didn't want to jostle your limbs on the way
down.
Well,
yeah, and as a person with a disability, I have to tell you, if you're ever interested, they will help you in the basket. She actually lifted me in because I couldn't get in, which is very nice.
right. And you have steps and stuff for other people. But absolutely, you take care of the people that are getting in the basket.
You do. So, you know, maybe in the next chapter of your life, Cyan, you'll have another one. And it's just another example of how you have served your life in terms of pampering people and all of the different businesses, all of the service-oriented things that you've done. And people just come away with, you know, with your essence. And, you know, I think it's wonderful because you've always made a very big success of whatever you've done, and I really admire that. So I think it's a mutual admiration society here. You know?
Thank you, Donna. It's all about people and what people need and what those of us can offer others. Certainly for support for all of the victims of any situations. You know, there's lots of places out there, obviously, as your doctor, Corey, has as well. You know, lots of people who are very supportive. And yourself and Delilah for doing this wonderful show for people. It's been great.
Well, yes, and like I say, we'll have you back in December if you would like. And can you just give us your contact information if people would like to inquire, would like to reserve, would like to, you know, do anything? Please give it to us.
Okay, so there's a website which everyone can go to, and they can also see pictures and lots more information about Baggins End and Bilbo Baggins and Tolkien's books. And that's info@BagginsEnd, and that is E-N-D as end of the road, BagginsEndGuesthouse.com. Also, you can call 508-326-2567. Which will connect you with myself, and you can ask questions, book direct. Baggins End takes all credit cards except American Express. So those are the two major ways. info@BagginsEndGuesthouse.com to send a message, or just go to the website, which is BagginsEndGuesthouse.com.
Okay. Does Echo answer the phone if you're not there?
She would if she could.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Diane, thank you so much for being my guest this evening. It's been a pleasure. Please look within the next 24 hours. I will have something written about this wonderful experience, and it will be there forever until we all pass on to the great beyond. And I hope you enjoy it. Please do keep in touch with me because we're going to do something else together. Right?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Delilah.
You're welcome. Yes, and Delilah, thank you so much. Let's see if we can get in touch with Dr. Curry so we can have her on. Maybe we'll have to do a weekday show sometime, Delilah, with her. What do you think?
Probably do that. You know, any of the listeners are interested. I mean, Dr. Corey does phone consultations.
Yes.
She consults by Skype or email to discuss, you know, any of your medical needs. You can get all the information about her practice and what she has to offer through her website, which is awaremed.com, awaremed.com.
That's great. And please do remember to go to my website, www.donnagore.com, and spread the word about Shattered Life. So, again, thank you, Diane. Thank you, Delilah. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you next Saturday. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.